All right, one of my favorite ice cream places in St. Louis is Clementine's, and Tamara's here from Clementine's with some of the fun fall flavors that you guys have. First off, we were just talking about it. It finally feels like fall out. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely fall out.
Yes, and some of these fall flavors are so much fun, especially for Halloween. What kind of flavors do you have this fall? Because as you guys are known for, just is mixing it up and making things special, I think, for families and for the bougie flavors for adults, too.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. So I had no idea what a cryptid was until my team came to me and they're like, we want to do this cryptid like line of flavors. I'm like, what the heck is a cryptid?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, like the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot.
And the Piesaw like, bird, locally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, look at that.
Yeah, he's in the know. He's way more hip and cool than I was.
The cryptids too, so I know.
And so I said, okay, that sounds fun. And they're like, yeah, they're really hot right now. They're trending, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Love that.
Yeah. So, you know, to start with our non-dairy vegan one, we created a Bigfoot, right?
Okay.
And so it was actually like really fun to imagine like what Bigfoot would taste like. So basically, you know, or like what flavors
in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered.
Right? You know? So it would just like think of that like s'mores. So it's like this chocolate and coconut lace ice cream, and we use liquid smoke in it. So you get that true feel of the campfire.
Yeah.
And then roasted almonds and marshmallows. So it's like, it's this awesome s'mores flavors, but it's non-dairy, but you can't tell.
I love how you could just literally feel like you're sitting at the campfire eating the s'more with the smokiness flavor, and it brings you back all those senses with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you use the liquid smoke and when you smoke it, we have this like smoker that you like plug in and you put the wood chips in and you take the dairy and you like smoke over the dairy and it like absorbs in.
Interesting.
So when you're eating the ice cream, you can taste it, but you can like also kind of smell it. It's so interesting that it engages that sense too. So
didn't even know that was a thing.
That's cool. I like the science behind it.
And then there's Mothman, who is like this incredible like Mothman-y fly creature thing. Anyway,
okay. It's
this like dark, dark chocolate. So if you've ever had like our midnight pleasures, it's like this dark chocolate and it has this homemade raspberry jam.
Well, like I love that because moths come out like dark at night and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun and mysterious. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. And then Nessie, which is based after the
Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. So we partnered with Plaid Coffee, who's like a local coffee roaster. Yeah. And it's a white espresso ice cream.
Oh, that sounds right up my
alley.
It's
so good. So you're normally like you see coffee ice cream that's like a dark like coffee color. This is like pure white.
Interesting.
So we like cold steep. Yeah, we cold steep the ice cream, and then we've put this like streak of salted caramel swirl. So it's like this white espresso ice cream with salted caramel
swirl. That sounds like heavenly. Yeah, that's awesome.
I knew I was a Loch Ness Monster girl.
Yeah, right. You didn't know you were a Nessie girl.
Yeah.
You're a Nessie girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, probably the most fun collab that we did this fall, it's called the Jersey Devil. So it's one of the cryptids, but we partnered with Old Vienna with Red Hot Riplets, and it is a Red Hot Riplets spicy ice cream.
Wow.
So we like take their spices and we put it in the ice cream. And so it's like savory and you're like, wait, this is kind of weird, but this is kind of cool.
So how do you guys come up? So like you obviously this idea comes around the table, like you said, your team. And then how do you come up with the flavors and put it all together and make these collaborations happen?
You know, it's just one of those things that we get with the team when we're like, well, wouldn't this be cool to try?
Really?
Right? Like I have an idea. Like what would make sense here? Or, you know, the Jersey Devil, you know, immediately it took us to spicy. And then we were like, okay, what things do we love that are spicy?
Wow.
And one of the girls in the room was like, oh my gosh, I love Red Hot Riplets. And I was like, oh yeah, I haven't had those in a long time. Let's see what that would be like in ice cream.
And then you just kind of mix it together and try it?
Yeah. You just like pulverize the chips and you like put it in with the ice cream. You're like, well, how does this taste?
We need to be the samplers.
Yeah, that's what a fun job.
We need that job. We need to be your sample team.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Get some really interesting ones to see if you can
that's true.
Guess what they are, right?
Yeah, maybe when they're close to being done. No, that sounds awesome. Well, all of these flavors are at Clementine's now? All of them to be tried?
All of them in parlor.
Awesome. So if you want to try any of them, stop by or just have all the traditional flavors that you love and know about Clementine's. Fall season is so much fun at Clementine's. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.